He was never in that team.
I think Tony Blair's view was that the electorate should have stood down.
Well, they kind of did. Most of them did. In not turning up to vote. It was the second lowest voter turnout since 1918, when, to be fair, people were a bit busy being dead.
Labour didn't do very well. The Tories really didn't take off. The Lib Dems didn't have a breakthrough. So they all really, by the end, lost.
Yeah. Right. It was an all losers
election.
Rather
by the election. End of Reservoir Dogs. But the other interesting thing from the last few days is that Blair's authority has disappeared. His cabinet reshuffle was mostly people saying, I got off. I'm not going.
He brings back people. People resigned from the Labour government. In the old days, John Profumo resigned and he went into charity work for the rest of his life. Hmm. Rather nobly. Now they don't so much resign as they go and sit on the naughty step for a couple of weeks.
I'd love to have actually heard, you know, the correspondent and you know, Andrew Marr going and in there in number 10 they are having the reshuffle and you hear a piano playing and then it suddenly stops.
Jeff Hoon storms out number 10 looking very, very disappointed. Yeah. But in order to sort of accommodate all his ministers' whims because they refuse to do what he asked them, because he's the cabinet's gimp now, Tony Blair, he's had to come up with all sorts of bizarre sounding new departments and ministries.
Oh, yes.
To Ministry of, was it Productivity and...
It's Productivity, Energy and Industry. It sounds like a couple of chapters from A Pilgrim's Progress. I mean, you can't really be not busy if you're working there. Can you? Oh, it's Productivity, Energy, Industry. Go, do something.
There's an ambassador to Narnia.
Chancellor of the Duchy of Duke Street.
Minister for Tough Love.
Blunkett's in charge of pensions and illegitimate children.
That's quite a bad job for them, isn't it, pensions? Because they're constantly going on about the pensions time bomb. And it turns out that North Korea has actually developed the pensions time bomb. They've got it. And France are testing theirs in the Pacific at the moment. There's an island there that's entirely populated by grannies.
Now, one thing, of course, that was noticed over the election was how dependent Blair became on Brown. We taped one of the Labour rallies that Blair was speaking at over the election, and if you listen very carefully, you can actually hear Gordon Brown in the background prompting Blair what to say.
So here are 10 things a future Labour third term can do for Britain's hard-working families. One,
the economy.
Low mortgage rates, rising living standards, more jobs in every region of the UK... and with the money saved,
pensions.
Design a pension system that has the basic state pension at its core and provides incentives to save...
Hard-working families.
...for hard-working families.
By the way, I ought to point out that throughout the show, to give you, the listener, the fastest, most comprehensive overview of the discussion as it happens, we'll be lacing the programme with two graphics. There's this one... to indicate something's happened. And this one, to indicate the arrival of a postal vote. How did you take to the graphicisation of this general election?
I was part of the graphicisation.
Oh,
I was at the ITV party, which we had on a boat by the London Eye. So I was brought in to zhuzh up the election. So I was there. I was chewing the fat with Joan Collins. I was shooting...
Was there a lot of fat to chew?
Shooting the breeze with Tony Benn and arguing the toss with Andrew Neil. So I was there. And it was a very jolly party. But apparently it was... more or less condemned as being rather trivialisation, the whole thing.
Oh, but sorry, I should have said, turning to you, Clive.
I'm sorry, I didn't see the graphics. Were they good this year, then?
They were tip-top. Over to you, John.
They were amazing, yeah. I think it's probably true now that...
Pressure's on you, Phil.
I think pretty much now that the people that make the graphics must just be doing it for a bet... Now, they must just be in the pub the previous night going, I bet you £20 that I can get Peter Snow to present anything. I'll take that bet. Do you reckon you could get him to commentate in front of an animation of the three main party leaders strutting down Downing Street like self-confident Barry Gibbs? Do you reckon you could do that? And he would look back and say, I don't even view that as a challenge.